Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Minnow Brain. The untamed thoughts of me, Artemis North. How is everybody today? I've been thinking a lot lately about where I'm at in this stage of my life. And sometimes the negative thoughts are, well, you're 57, what have you got left to do now? Or, you know, you should be this and you should be that. Well, just to save my sanity, I hit open my old textbook from when I was becoming a social worker. And on one page, just one page, that's all it takes. This Erickson was such a genius. He has the psychosocial stages of development. And this one page has helped me to parent my children, keep myself on track, my mental health on track. It hasn't been as easy as what I'm making it sound. These are some long-term things that happen. So I cracked open the book and I looked, okay, where am I at? 40 to 64, ouch. So it's care and generativity versus stagnation. Those negative thoughts, those are stagnation. So for the past 6 months, I've been really working, trying to turn my passion into an income. And I don't see any shame in that. I want to do it ethically, though. Aren't you sick and tired of, you answer your phone, it's a scammer, or someone trying to sell you something. You turn on the TV to a streaming service that you pay for, and you still get commercials? I'm done. I'm sick of being slapped in the face by commercials. So how am I going to market myself? I think the old-fashioned way, where you open your doors and you advertise a little bit, ethically, but you get out there and you be part of the communique. So I got kind of pulled kicking and screaming, well, not that loudly, to a platform called Goat Brunch. I was at a social audio event on Discord. If you're not familiar with Discord, it's a community platform that originally was mostly for gamers, but now there's so much more. If you subscribe to an online service, chances are they have a Discord for you to go in and talk to other users and get help. So it's a really useful tool. So I decided I'm building a Discord server, and I did. But Discord is powerful. It has so many features that you can use. There's just a lot. But it's kind of a pain in the butt, even for seasoned Discord users, to log in. And it's another, yeah, I'll give you my email and now another password to remember. Yeah. And it's text. So I met this Spanish guy. Well, actually, I believe he's Brazilian. And he was talking in this very sweet voice about this community he's built called Go Brunch. And, you know, there is a chat, but it's very visual. And it has all these cool tools. And I was kind of skeptical. And I thought, well, you know, why do I need that? I have Discord. Well, then I went to Go Brunch and I was hooked. So I bought in, literally. And I started building a fiber arts community, and I am hooked. Hi, my name is Artemis, and I'm part of a 12-step program. I'm addicted to Go Brunch. It is very immersive, and I think as a fiber artist or an artist, that visual appeal, that immersive feeling is worth every effort. Anyways, and it's not another pass. I'm losing my cognitive. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and I'm back. Okay, so Go Brunch is not another password to remember. You don't have to put your email in. You go to, how about you check out the Fiber Arts Community? So go to fiberartscommunity.com, F-I-B-E-R, arts. community.com, and you'll come to a screen. It'll say enter your name. Well, it doesn't have to be your name. Make up a name. have a cool username. In the next screen, you'll pick a picture, an avatar of who you want to look like, or upload your own little picture. Click you're in. Now, in my community, you'll come to the first place, the room that you'll come to is my directory room. And it kind of looks like a board game, but it also looks like a compound of different rooms. So I think it's pretty straightforward. Just look around. Play around in there. Get the feel for it. I think you'll find it absolutely amazing. And I hang out in my office. It'll be easy to find. So I'm having a lot of fun doing this and getting involved in the Go Brunch community. It is so far from hanging out in X, I'll tell you that, or Facebook. I haven't met any people that I wish I'd never met, and I have been learning so much. Okay, so maybe stagnation isn't something that I have to really worry about. But maybe in some ways, I think I really need to kick my own butt and do my housework. But I have been really getting out of my box. I spent, I would have to say 4 months before I was happy with it, and still a lot of time I put into it, creating a fiber arts generative artwork, art style. I think it's absolutely amazing. I'm impressed with what I've been able to do, but you'll have to check out my website for that. I don't think that's part of my insane mental brain as such. Anyways, I think I've rambled long enough. I hope you've been able to glean something out of this podcast that can help you. Get out there, make your world a little bit better, and go a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.